Hi, this is Sean Phillips, and you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. You can visit LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com for all the latest goings and comings on of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. All our stories of with all our great artists and personalities, as well as our music podcasts that we do once a week. Don't forget to check us out live on Facebook, where you can chime in and when we pick interesting topics. So we'd love to get your opinion and hang out with us, and of course we play great independent artists every week on there. So just go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com and you can get all the information on that. We have another story for you guys today. We've got the story of Sean Phillips. Sean has been playing music, been a singer-songwriter since the 1970s, and he's got a new album out called Continuance, which is very cool. I heard a little snippet of the track we're going to play later, Man with a Gun. It's a great tune. And Sean's worked with had experiences and worked with a lot of really cool people in the business over his tenure. So we're happy to have him. Sean, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Thank you very much, Lou. I appreciate it.
All right, Sean. So why don't you take us back? Why don't you tell us how you got interested in music in the first place? What kind of sparked you in the beginning to pick up the guitar and start playing?
Well, my dad gave me a guitar when I was 6 years old. He gave me an old Stella guitar.
Okay.
And I just started from there. I mean, I learned E minor and A minor and drove him absolutely nuts for about a year with that. And then it was interesting because my dad was quite a prominent author, and he always wrote on location, and I would travel with him when he wrote on location. And I mean, I had musical influences from the Canary Islands, from Spain, from Mexico, from Tahiti in the South Pacific. All these different musical influences started coming into my life, and then coming back to the States and living there, I kind of started in learning, you know, the roots. I come from Fort Worth, Texas, so I'm going to learn some Texas blues and so forth and so on. And I just started going through all these different all the different idioms of music. And I just continued to play throughout my life from about 6 years old.
So were you, I know you traveled and you heard a lot of different music. Were you, I would imagine at the time that you were coming up that probably the Beatles were really, at forefront there. And were you a Beatles fan?
I was not only a Beatles fan, I was personal friends with all of them.
Oh, wow. Wow, fantastic.
I mean, I sang backup vocals on Lovely Rita Metermaid.
Okay. Well, that's a little bit more than just a fan I got. Well, how did that happen? Tell us the story, because people love these stories.
Well, after I got out of the Navy, I was starting to become fairly proficient on the instrument. Okay. And after I got out of the Navy, I went out to California, and I just started playing the folk circuit and doing all that stuff. And I was out in California. Then I moved to New York. This would be about 1961.
Okay.
And in 62, 63, I moved to New York. I went to New York with another singer-songwriter, a guy named Tim Hardin. And I was in New York for, till about 1964, somewhere around in there. And I was working in New York. Of course, I started out, you know, doing what everybody did in New York at the time. And they were all these little cafes, the Cafe Wa, the Basement, all these different places. You'd go in and you'd play a set for, and pass the basket.
Yeah, okay.
To get paid. And at a certain point, I was also working out of New York, and at one point, two very eventful things happened in my life. At one point, I was when you were booked for a gig during those days, you would be booked into a place for a week or 2 weeks at a time, not a single night. And I was booked into a place called Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And the place that I played was called the Louis Riel Coffee House. And there was this young waitress there. And she asked me, at the time I was playing a big red Gibson 12 string.
Okay.
And she asked me if I would teach her guitar. So I said, sure, and I was there for 2 weeks. So every day for 2 weeks, we sat down and I just gave her pointers. And I saw from like day one that she was going to be very comfortable with the instrument. So I continued doing that, and I did that for 2 weeks, and we became friends. And we've remained friends through all these years. Her name was Joni Mitchell.
Oh, wow. The man who taught Joni. So you need to lead with that, Sean. You're the man who taught Joni Mitchell to play guitar.
I gave her her first lessons, yes. And the other thing that happened was I had gotten booked into a club called the Purple Onion in Toronto. And I was there for a week, and during that week, I had one night off, and somebody said, you got to go see this guy play in concert. His name is Ravi Shankar. And so I went, and I that was my introduction to the sitar. And it absolutely blew my ass away, man. I couldn't believe this instrument. I went backstage after the concert, and Ravi was so gracious to me that I was backstage for about 3 hours. He showed me all the basics of the instrument. He let me play his instrument, and it really set me off. So I took up sitar and I started playing that, and that got me wanting to go to England, and was one of the reasons I went to England, because I was going to go to I wanted to go to India and study it some more. Okay. But I got waylaid, and I made my first two albums in London, and I met Donovan, and Donovan and I worked together for about 3.5 years. We wrote a lot of music together. There's a song that was quite famous that Donovan did that I actually wrote the music to, which he has now acknowledged.
Okay.
It was a song called Season of the Witch.
Oh, great song.
And, yeah. And I wrote the music to Season of the Witch. And so I worked with him for that time. And then in 1967, I moved to a village called Positano in Italy. Mm. And I stayed in Positano from 1967 through 1980, you know, going back and forth to England and various places and just gigging. And I just developed my craft. I don't know how to tell you this, Lou. It's just, if you decide that you're going to be a musician, you're going to have to make the decision whether you're going to master your craft. Hmm. It's going to take you your entire life. There is no question about that at all. But that kind of gets us up to after the 1980s, when I moved from Italy, I went out to California, and I tried. Okay. I tried making commercial music.
And right.
The more I tried to write commercially, the worse my writing got. And I just couldn't do it. I just have to let what happens when I write. Let me explain it this way. I have three criteria with which I write. They are anger, wonder, and technique. anger is you look at the world around you, and if you're satisfied with what you see, then you're probably certifiable, dude. Wonder is to be attentive to every blade of every drop of rain on every blade of grass. And technique is keeping a balance between the anger and the wonder. And I use those when I write, and I write a little bit differently from most people, because once I've written the first line to a song, I don't leave the room until I've written the last line. That can go up to, the longest I ever went was one day short of 2 weeks.
That's a commitment.
That's a commitment. Yeah, it was a song called Talking in the Garden that was on a CD called Furthermore. Wow. And, but anyway, that's brings us up. What I do is I start with a tabula rasa. I start with a clean sheet and nothing in mind. And I just I have probably a subject in mind that I may want to write about that somewhere in the back of the mind. And basically, I just wait until the music and the words channel through. And that's the only way I can explain.
That's the way you can do it. It just that's how it works for you.
That's what works for me.
Yeah, and you have a wide, varied. Music that you do. I mean, your latest continuance, a little bit that we listened to, is a little bit different than you cover a lot of different territory. Is what I'm trying to get at stylistically, musically. Yeah. It just seems like whatever. So is it like whatever kind of grabs you at the moment? You marry the music with the emotion. Is that right way of saying it?
Absolutely right. And I am completely uncategorizable. Everybody that wants to be a musician, you need to be a sponge. Yeah. You need to listen to every idiom, every genre of music that there is, and incorporate that in your craft. Because, if you just stay with one genre of music, you're going to get stuck there, man. And another thing that I need to, a better way to explain this is Johnny Winter's brother, Edgar Winter, once came up to me at a concert at a festival in Canada, and he said, "Dude, you come from Texas, man. How come you got so far away from the roots?" And I said, "'Cause there's a whole fucking tree above the ground."
Yeah, that's a good point, man. Yep, absolutely. There is a whole tree, and not to take anything away from those guys. I mean, they kind of kept that alive and kept us remembering. Him and Steve. Later on Stevie Ray Vaughan and people like that. But and that's great. But I really love your attitude about it, because there is a whole tree, and why just limit yourself? So, speaking of the whole tree, let's go ahead and check out. We're gonna play its track here. This is "Man with a Gun," and this is a really cool track. Sean Phillips, "Man with a Gun" on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Man with a gun. There's a man with a gun, and he got you on the run, and you thought he was your baby factor. But he will never quit till your life has turned to shit. He's taking everything you've worked for. It's a symbol of our age, it's a feeling for a range, and if you want some satisfaction. Like the sunlight and a day, he will never go away. He is holding on to all his power. And in the hour of your need, he is only feeling greed, and he simply wants to see you cower. Till a shadow of yourself is all that's really left. It is time for you to take some action. Thank you. caught. Everything is easy thought, and the law is just a desecration. You know that when I fail, they will never go to jail. Your survival makes a great detraction. To the sky with your salary in a dive, you are listening to a master liar. What manner of a jerk can think that it's a work? It's a recipe for disaster! With the power of the mind, I know that we can find an economy of salvation. Looking at the human race from the numbers and the place undergo realization. Dream becomes reality, simple continuity. I'm talking about a civilization.
Okay, Sean, that's a little like edgier and punchier than some of like your some of the other stuff I've heard of yours. Or were you just sort of like in a like kind of is was that the anger? Was that the anger kind of coming out?
that's exactly the anger. I mean, because our lives right now, all of us, our lives are controlled by an oligarchy.
Right.
We got no, there's no doubt about that whatsoever, and. That is a reaction to that, and but at the end of Man with the Gun, the very last verse, I try and say, okay, we got this problem, so how do we get out of it? And at the end of it, at the very last verse of Man with the Gun is basically I boil it down to say that the way out of it is through the human mind, but the thing that triggers that is the fact that we have seen in the last century the most incredible advances in technology. Mm-hmm. You and I are talking real time right now, and you're probably thousands of miles away from me. And if we wanted to, we could see each other in real time.
Right.
And I mean, all of this stuff. Incredible advances, technology. We got people living in space right now. We have the height of technology that are patrolling our oceans in nuclear submarines. We have incredible advances in medicine. I mean, all of this stuff is going on, and all of this, Lou, came from the human mind. And you want to tell me that we can't come up with an economic system that's equitable for the species on this planet? That's absolute bullshit.
Preach it. You're not going to get an argument from me.
I mean, that's what Man with a Gun is about.
Yeah.
And but I need to tell you, if I can I tell you a little bit more about the CD?
Sure. Let's go ahead and let's talk about it, because it is great. And let's go ahead and get into that, because you have a great story and you are full of piss and vinegar, and I absolutely love it. So let's go ahead. Tell us about it, because you're on fire, my man. So go ahead.
All right. Okay, in 1972, I was the opening act for Yes in Amsterdam, in Holland. The sound guy was a young kid named Jord Culpert. He worked for Claire Brothers, the largest sound system company in Europe at the time.
Okay.
He was, he was house mix for Yes. All right. About the fourth gig on the tour, we're all hanging out, you know, is what musicians do. Right. We're hanging out in the hotel, and Jordan comes up in the elevator, dripping wet and freezing, and emotionally destroyed. And we said, Jordan, what's the matter, man? He said, I've just put the gear truck in the canal in front of the hotel.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And he had. Yes had to replace about half their gear overnight. Oh. Anyway. So we go through the logistics to get the truck out, all that stuff. I take this kid to a cafe. We smoke a couple of joints. We have something to eat, and we hang out. And basically, I spend 2 hours calming him down. Look, Jord, this is it. Shit happens,
right,
man? You know, and black ice, brand new hotel on the outskirts of Amsterdam. No barriers on the parking lot. Blah blah. Black ice. It ain't your fault,
right?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay. He never forgot this, Lou, for 44 years. He gets in touch with me in 2015. He has gone on to do house mix for The Who, Pink Floyd, The Rolling Stones. I mean, I can't name the number of people he was house mix for. He says, I've got this beautiful studio in Carpinteria, California, called Rose Lane. It's time for you and I to work together. I'm giving you the studio from June through July. So wow. I started the Kickstarter thing, and I got the money that I needed to be able to pay the musicians and all that stuff. The musician, I let him, because he has such an experience in audio and musicians and people, I let him pick the musicians.
Okay.
Drums, I have played with probably the top session players in the world today. Steve Gadd, Ralph Humphries, Jim Keltner. I've played with all these guys. This is my, Continuance is my 25th CD. Now, I played with that. The guy he picked for drums is a young kid, South American man named Sebastian Persini.
Okay.
Sebastian is one of the funkiest drummers I've ever played with. And then the same thing with bass. I have played with Chuck Rainey, Lee Sklar. The number of people is just amazing. Anyway, the guy playing bass on Continuance is a man named Anthony Crawford. Anthony is a jazz fusion bassist. And then last but not least is a man named Brockett Parsons. Brockett is currently on tour with Lady Gaga. He is Lady Gaga's main keyboard guy.
Okay.
And I mean, this woman is a trained classical pianist. So if she picked him,
right,
you know, he's got something going on.
Right.
He certainly has something going on. Then the other people that played on it are Danny Janklow, who played alto and tenor sax, and Jonathan McEwen, who played a country guitar. Jonathan McEwen is the son of the McEwen that started the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And then the last person was a guy named Josh Seguin. They call him Captain Shred.
Okay.
And so those are the guys that are playing on it. Now, here's the secret. This is what I do with all my CDs. I never tell the musicians what to play. I give them the basic structure. I say, this is my vision. Now, with your caliber of expertise, you put your vision to what I have done. And that's the way I've made every single CD I've ever made. And this one is really extraordinary. I promise you, if you listen from the start to the finish, nonstop, this CD will exhaust you.
Okay.
There is so much going on.
Great.
It's really, I could personally, a lot of my fans and people would disagree, but personally, I think this is the best thing I've ever done.
Well, I haven't heard the whole thing yet, and so I'm looking forward to checking it all out. It sounds like you have quite a lineup there, and the way it kind of came together is absolutely beautiful. So it's like it was magic.
Yeah.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be. That's it, man.
Awesome. Yeah. So why don't you go ahead? Well, first of all, before we do this, what does the next 6 to 12 months look like for you? What does 2018 hold for you? Are you going to do more touring? What's going on?
Well, the fact of the matter is, this is such an amazing seat. Sorry, I've got a bit allergy. This is such an amazing CD. I have renewed my membership in the Grammys, and I want to present this for consideration.
Oh, wow, cool.
For 2018. And right now, I'm just going to, I'm setting up, I tour every year, and I'm going to try and do the Midwest, which I haven't been to for 2 or 3 years now. And then I have a very good market in Quebec and Canada, and the next 6 to 12 months is just basically, honest to God, making a living.
Okay.
That's it.
Paying the bills. I got you.
I
got you. Sean, why don't you tell everybody out there where they can find you on the internet and keep up with what you have going on?
Yes, you can find my website at www.seanphillips.com. Just my name. SHAWNPHILLIPS.com.
There you have it. Straight up. All right. Hey, Sean, we're going to wrap up the podcast. You got a minute to hang out? I need to do a little business with you before we get out of here.
Absolutely.
All right. All right, guys. Hey, guys, you've been listening to the Sean Phillips story. Fascinating. This man has lived an incredible life. And we're so grateful that he came on today and shared just a snippet of with. I have a feeling there's probably some amazing stories that we just not have time to get to. So we'll have to have Sean on again. But that website, again, to check out everything Sean has going on is seanphillips.com. And that's SHAWNPHILLIPS.com. And you're just all the jumping off points, all the social media and all that jazz there. You can check it out. And the new record is Continuance, and it's right there in the front. You can click the little PayPal thing and get yourself a copy. And you definitely want to do that. You've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Please check back often for more interviews, stories with these great artists and different music people that we've been talking to. And please do not forget to check out our music podcast, the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Hard Rock and Metal Circus. And that goes live every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on Facebook. So check that out. That is pretty much it for today, guys. It was a great talk. It was a lot of fun. Sean is a really
Lou?
Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. One more thing.
Sean's got one more thing. Go ahead.
One more thing. I just want to wish all your listeners a very Merry Christmas and a cohesive New Year. And I wish you all health, love, and clarity.
I can't add anything more to that. Guys, thanks so much for listening. Thanks, Sean Phillips, for being here. My name is Lou Lombardi. I'll catch you guys on the next podcast.